Live updates: Breonna Taylor protests break out in cities across nation. By Amanda House and Rebecca Mansour on September 23, 2020. Protests are erupting across the country Wednesday night after a Kentucky grand jury announced its decision to not bring murder charges against officers involved in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. This is a developing story. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 12:11 a.m., D.C. update. 12:11 a.m., Dallas update. 12:08 a.m., ESPN's Jalen Rose yelled out a message during the NBA Eastern Finals before they cut to commercial. 11:46 p.m., D.C. update. 11:45 p.m., Biden and Harris again. 11:21 p.m., Louisville update. 11:18 p.m., the Antifa flag is prominently displayed at the D.C. protest tonight. 11:15 p.m., the Louisville chief of police gave an update on the two police officers who were shot tonight. 10:58 p.m., two armed men joined the protesters in Austin, Texas, Breitbart's Bob Price reports. Are you guys going to use those tonight? Twitter user Savannah Hernandez asked the two armed men walking with protesters in Austin. We hope not, one of the men wearing a mask over his face replied. 10:54 p.m., President Trump weighs in. 10:48 p.m., Joe Biden and Kamala Harris weigh in. Biden's full statement reads, Breonna Taylor was a beloved daughter, member of her community, and an essential worker who served as an EMT as COVID-19 began to spread. But she died, shot in her own home by the police. In the wake of her tragic death, we mourn with her mother, family, and community and ask ourselves whether justice could be equally applied in America. I know for so many people today's decision does not answer that call. A federal investigation remains outgoing, but we do not need to wait for the final judgment of that investigation to do more to deliver justice for Breonna. We know what is necessary. We need to start by addressing the use of excessive force, banning chokeholds, and overhauling no-knock warrants. I know people are frustrated and they have a right to peacefully protest, but violence is never acceptable. And we can express pain, grief, anger, and disappointment at the way things are, but remain focused on rebuilding trust in our communities and delivering change that can be. We must continue to speak Breonna Taylor's name, support her family still in grieving, and never give up on ensuring the full promise of America for every American. 10:39 p.m., rioters in Louisville attacked police officers by throwing projectiles at them and even knocked one of them to the ground, as the officers tried to extinguish fires in the city. Town Hall's Julio Roses and the Daily Caller's Shelby Talcott reported from the scene of the Louisville protesters setting fire to the Hall of Justice. Roses also reported that police from within the Hall of Justice came outside to extinguish the fire and were attacked with projectiles by rioters and then fell back inside the building. 10 p.m., two Louisville Metro Police Department officers were shot Wednesday evening in downtown Louisville amid the protests. WDRB reports, Metro Safe confirmed to WDRB News that an officer had been shot at Brook and Broadway sometime before 8:30 p.m. Wednesday. No other information was immediately available. Possible injuries to the officer are unknown at this time. NBC News' Gabe Gutierrez reported that a second officer had been shot and both are receiving medical attention at Louisville University Hospital. The condition of the officers is currently unknown. Scroll down for the list of cities where protests have erupted. Seattle, WA. Providence, RE. Fort Wayne, N. Salt Lake City, UT. Pittsburgh, PA. Boston, MA. Grand Rapids, ME. Nashville, TN. Washington, DC. New York, NY. Philadelphia, PA. Atlanta, GA. St. Paul, MN. Dallas, TX. Austin, TX. Milwaukee, Y. St. Petersburg, FL. Los Angeles, CA. Chicago, EL. Detroit, ME. Louisville, KY.